I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for Uzi and Aaron.
Great to be here. We've got so much cash to give away. We're going to keep our shirt on. No one's going to tear a hamstring, and there's going to be no video footage. As happened, what, Michael Clark leading all the news, dominating the headlines?
Yes.
What the hell's going on with Karl Stefanovic in tow?
Well, it's a wild fracas in a public park.
Karl's disappointed because he introduced Michael to Yasmin's sister.
Yep.
No, it's all happening.
It's all happening in an extraordinary showdown in Noosa.
Are they still together? Is Michael still with...
Jeez. Well, the video cut off, but at the end of the video I saw, it didn't look good.
No. So, but
holy
anyway.
Moly.
God, that was very public fight. Former cricket captain being slapped by his girlfriend.
Well, you
being
say
accused
what,
of cheating.
How's this person got the footage, sort of Zapruder style? Are they sort of secreted away? And then you realise, oh no, they're just sitting in the park of an evening.
It wasn't even
in the... It came to them. It was like street theatre.
Yeah, but also, it wasn't really a park, as in it was like in the middle of... It was a very public space.
Very public space.
Just some people know how to generate headlines, don't they?
They really do.
And then you might want to... We might have some fun story here. We want to get some publicity.
Yeah.
And it's just gone.
Yeah.
They don't even ring you back, do they? They're not. We're not interested, eh, mate? Come up with something better.
Spare a thought for us on this day, because we've tried hard... And we've been desumped.
What did you do yesterday? I mean, I had a tennis match I wanted to publicise.
Yep.
Involving some high profile players. It's got no coverage.
Yeah. Absolutely zero. You should have at least got your shirt off and torn a hammy while screaming at someone.
Accused Brett Lee of, who is coming on the show later on. We're going to be talking to Brett Lee, former Australian superstar cricketer, who has a new beer, Sydney beer. You know that Sydney's never had its own beer until Brett Lee decided it needed its own beer?
Resch's
what?
Dinner Ale? Resch's Dinner Ale?
No, Sydney. The name Sydney is in the beer.
Wow, that's incredible.
They absolutely copyrighted the name Sydney because no one else had done it for a beer.
Wow.
You know, so I played tennis with Brett Lee yesterday. We'll ask him about Michael Clark.
Great day to come on, Binger. Yeah, the beer. Anyway, what do you know about Noosa?
When we come back, though, we've got to... Mate, this should get... What we're coming up with... I might have... Am I going blind? That's the question I need to ask. Okay. So I had an eye test yesterday, and what they said to me was disturbing.
Wow.
And Kate Langbrook's going to be on the show later on as well.
Oh, there's your public cracker. Legend. That's where we'll get one.
Hughie, Ed and Aaron.
Yesterday I had a bit of an awkward situation myself. I went downstairs here at World Square to have an eye test because I want to get some prescription sunglasses. Because I heard that you should wear sunglasses to stop yourself getting, like, cancer. That's what I heard. It was on the news. So wear sunglasses because you can come through your eyes. I don't know what's the story.
Is that new?
Yeah, it was on the news the other night. Yeah.
That's new information.
It's important.
Was it brought to you by Ray-Ban, that segment?
No, it was on the news. I trust the news. So, yeah. Okay. So wear sunglasses to avoid cancer coming through your eyes.
Wow. It's just everywhere, isn't it?
It is everywhere.
Just meat, the sun.
Yeah, no, you can't do anything. But, so went down there, beautiful service, no doubt about that. But I did have a concerning... thing said to me at the end of my test, because they blow air into your eyes. I don't know if you've ever had an eye test. They blow air into your eyes, and it's like a little puff of air, poof, 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 into your eyes, and your eye reaction means stuff. I don't know.
What'd it feel like?
Just a little someone's blowing into your eye, just a little...
Gross.
Yeah, anyway, but it's important. And at the end of it, they said that something to do with my pressure or something, I may have glaucoma.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. Can you do dun, dun, dun? Oh, yeah, do that again.
Back.
So I've got to go back as soon as I can, for a glaucoma test, which involves looking at dots and stuff. So has anyone had glaucoma?
Yep.
Can you live with glaucoma?
Okay.
How worried should I be?
Can you treat glaucoma? The classic was with marijuana.
What? Marijuana.
Treatment. Yeah, back in the day, man. Treatment was marijuana.
So you smoke marijuana to treat glaucoma. Is that right?
Well, that's what it was originally diagnosed with and given. But apparently now they don't do that anymore because it didn't work.
So that's done. So I should not get on the gunge.
No. But still a great excuse if you're looking to get back on it.
Well, it's legal these days. It's easy to get.
That's what I mean.
I've got a mate who's in charge of a company who's selling it by the truckload, making a fortune. My mother may get onto it. My mother is considering it. She's got hip pain. She's 82 and she's had nothing that she's had, found no relief, and maybe marijuana is her answer. But
is your mate the head of a bikie gang?
No, he's an absolutely good guy who is full-time into marijuana sales, and it's completely and utterly legal. But I need to focus on glaucoma. Has anyone had glaucoma? Does anyone know anyone who's got glaucoma?
Okay. The fantastic new film, the Margot Robbie that Hughesy helped her launch at the State Theatre the other night with Brad Pitt, Babylon. It's exclusive to cinemas now. We got double passes to give you. Go along to the movies. Get out of the rain. Go to the movies. 131060, lines are open. Have you had glaucoma? Someone in your family had glaucoma. Yeah. What do we know about glaucoma?
Do you know anything about it? I am desperate for help here. Please.
Hughesy, Ed and Erin.
I've been told I might have glaucoma after doing an eye test yesterday because I want prescription sunglasses. I've got to go back to find out whether I do have glaucoma. What's it like to have glaucoma? Mm-hmm. We need to talk to people who've got it or people who know people who've got it.
Well, Luke from Campbelltown, is this your workmate, Luke?
Yeah, guys. How are you?
Great.
Yeah, good, man.
I'm a bit worried, I must say. I'm a bit worried about my glaucoma issue.
I would be too, to be honest, Hughesy. so last Monday at work, one of the boys, his eyes were going a bit funny at a few points throughout the day, but, you know, he just sort of blinked and refocused and didn't think anything of it.
Yep.
So he went home, and by the time he got home, you know, his vision had gone completely blurry.
Yeah, right. That's not good. Yeah.
So he's like, oh, I might have conjunctivitis because his eyes were a bit red and, you know, sore and that. So he went to bed and woke up and they weren't any better. So he went to the doctor and he spoke to the boss as well. And the boss said, look, I'd go straight to hospital. The symptoms that you're having. So he's like, no, I'll go to the doctor. Went to the doctor and the doctor told him to go home, have some lunch and then take himself straight to hospital.
Yeah.
So he went to hospital, sitting in emergency for about 10 minutes and, got rushed in once he told the triage nurse what his symptoms were. They hooked him up to all the monitors, about three or four doctors, neurosurgeon, nurses, all that, you know, putting the cannula in him and, did all the tests, sent him off for CAT scan because they thought he was having a stroke stroke.
Yeah.
Found out that, they asked if he's got any family history of, you know, anything to do with the eyes or stroke or whatever. And so he called his mum and his mum just laughed and said, well, I've got glaucoma. Your sister's got glaucoma and one of the other family members has got glaucoma too.
So they've confirmed he's got glaucoma. Is that what?
Just so happened he got referred to the same specialist that his whole family goes
and
found out he's got glaucoma.
Got to share your family history, you know. If there's any issues going on, don't hide them.
Have you asked your mum about glaucoma?
I haven't spoken to any family members about glaucoma, and I should. I don't want to have to be in that situation, but do we got anyone who's actually got it themselves?
Yes, Ryan from Kings Park. Have you got glaucoma?
Yeah, I do. So I had the same thing that Hoosie did when he had the eye test.
Yeah.
Had the part behind the eyes, which is very uncomfortable. So I had to go do... Because I'm diabetic, I've done eye tests a couple of times.
Yeah,
right.
See how my eyes are going. And the first time, they're like, come back, do another test, because there's stuff behind the eyes and might have glaucoma. So I didn't do it. Second time, went back because I had to get new glasses.
Yeah.
Same thing. I decided I'll go back because I've got other health problems.
Yeah.
And literally done another test, and they said, yep, you got glaucoma, but until... you know, you've got bad, you're getting very bad headaches constantly, and your vision goes, you're fine.
All right, so you've got glaucoma. They've confirmed it, but they said you don't have to do anything at this point, Ryan.
Yes. So, yeah,
so no pills, no drugs, anything to help you out. Just get on with your life.
Yeah, basically, yeah, that's what they said to me. That's incorrect. But yeah, that's what they said to me.
Just soldier
on. Thank you, Ryan. Well, that's good though, because that's the one thing you could do, which is nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, I know. I mean, they're lovely stories. Now, Violet, you're one of our senior producers. Your mother has glaucoma.
Yeah, it's quite serious with mum, though, because she needs to see an eye specialist twice a year and she takes eye drops every single night at the same time to alleviate the pressure of her eyes. And she's just had laser on one of her eyes to stop the progression because it is
getting... So she's an eye drop laser.
So it can get serious, Husey.
Yeah, I'm going to keep an... Well, okay,
do you know what? Yeah. Say it.
I'm not
going to
say it. Husey Ed and Aaron. One of the bachelors is Felix von Hoff, who I think was going to be the original, and he thought he was going to be the only bachelor.
Yes.
But he is in love with Jess, who joins us now. Good morning, Jess.
Well, hi, Husey and Ed. How are you going?
We're great. It's fair to say that he is in love with you. We don't know how it ends up, so we'll just go with what we're seeing.
Oh, dear.
Could you tell straight away that he was hot for you?
Oh, look, I think, you know, obviously Felix has quite a number of women to try and, you know, form a connection with, but I think... yeah, watching back, actually, I'm like, oh, it sounds like he was a little bit smitten at the start about dancing dates. So, interesting.
At least superficially, Jess, there's no doubt you're stunning. And so someone like Felix would go, oh, my God, she is for me. There's just no doubt about that. There's no dispute.
Those are the facts.
There's no dispute. But, Jess, But you come with baggage, don't you? Because your attitude to life is different to other people's attitudes to life. Can we just hear Felix and what he was thinking?
What's your thoughts on open relationships?
I think I struggle because obviously, you know, I'm the sort of white picket fence guy, but I wouldn't be able to deal with an open relationship. Like, I want to be with someone for 30, 40 years, and... if you're not up for that, I think that this decision's in your court. If that's not something that you think you can live with, then this isn't the place for you.
They're strong words, aren't they, Jess?
Yeah, look, I think it's understandable why Felix was quite shocked, you know, when he had heard that sort of information. I think, you know, previously in Bachelor franchise, most contestants would come onto the show completely single and unattached. So I think it was a bit of a shock to the system for him initially.
Absolutely it was, especially when your boyfriend turned up. Damien.
Oh dear.
Is his name. Let's have a listen to Damien and what he thinks about you.
I love Jess. Yeah. I do.
Like, you love her.
Yeah. I do. I love her, man. I am so in love with her. And I've loved her since basically we met.
It's a beautiful story.
When did you meet Damien? How long ago, Jess?
So I met him in late end of 2021, and so we had only been together for a few months before I actually applied for the show. Look, I think it's tricky because something that was always discussed, you know, within Damien and I of his relationship was that it wasn't going to be a forever thing. You know, I didn't want to settle down in Townsville. No. I didn't want to be, you know, Damien has a beautiful, you know, 2-year-old daughter, and I wasn't really ready to step into that stepmom sort of position at that age.
Fair enough.
And I get it.
Rational. It's a rational decision on your part. Yeah.
And so, I suppose it was just a matter of, you know, he was just at the time very supportive of me to explore other connections.
Yeah,
beautiful.
And happy to come on the show. And I mean, how's he coping with the attention that he must be getting now after his appearance on the show?
Yeah, look, I think everyone has sort of, you know, it's quite confronting for a lot of people who have never seen themselves on reality television before.
Is he freaking out?
Is he freaking out? Yeah. I think he is struggling a little bit with, you know, being like, oh, wow, I really sounded intense, didn't I?
Oh, on that day, he just sounded honest. He sounded like a man that was in love with a woman on a reality television show where she was meant to find the love of her life. And that seemed fair enough to me, Jess.
Yeah, look, I think he was up very early that morning. I think it was a very situation for everyone.
What time was he up?
Probably 4 a.m., I imagine. They get him up early. Jess, look, we don't know how the show ends. We don't know whether you're with Felix. We've got to watch to find out. So, and we're happy to watch. We don't want any spoilers here. But do you now, right now in your life, believe in monogamy or do you believe in free love? Right now, Jess.
I believe in both.
Give her everything. Give her everything we've got.
Monogamy and free love?
Jess. Jess from The Bachelors, I believe that you, Jess, are a pioneer. I believe you've changed television and relationships forever, and I believe you're a great Australian.
I hope it leads to less yelling in the street, you know?
Yeah, less
yelling in the street. Less former Australian cricketers being yelled at in the street. So if you own an Apple Watch or you know someone who does, be careful because before you know it, the police might be swarming your area.
You're famous for your watch going off, and we all actually have a little bit of a laugh. But imagine that you were a personal trainer at a Muay Thai gym on the Lower North Shore, and the police rocked up because your Apple Watch was going off. And I believe before he makes his appearance on Sunrise, he joins us on the line. Hey, good morning, Jamie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, mate, how's it going?
But we're good. But you must be still reeling after. How many police turned up, buddy?
Yeah, I thought it was 10, and then when I counted, there was about 15 of them, all armed and ready to go.
Thinking that there was a terror situation going on, and you were just training someone. Can you talk us through it?
Yeah. So originally, obviously, I was just training someone, hitting pads, and then one police guy came in. Now, originally, he got a report saying there have been gunshots and there's a suicide.
My God.
So I just started, obviously, yeah, I know. I was like, what? Like, that doesn't make sense. So, you know, he looked around the gym just to see if anyone was there and stuff. And next minute, they all come, like, piling in. So
yeah,
it got a little bit hectic there. So one of the police officers said that, you know, who's Jamie Avery or some sort of name? I was like, Jamie, who's that? We're looking at each other, me and the trainers. We're like, I know Jamie Elaine. I'm Jamie Elaine. And he says, yeah, you've made the call. So I was like, that's impossible. I've got no phone on me. I haven't even got my watch on me. But I do remember taking my watch mid-session. Yeah. So what we've worked out is I've accidentally called. So the crown button on the Apple Watch must have pressed down. It calls Siri.
Yeah.
Well, I must have shouted the combo 112. It's called emergency services because that's international emergency services.
So hang on, could we just stop there? So you'd be saying 112 with the punching of the bags and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Training your person, and that has called an emergency number through your watch.
Yeah. So as I took my watch off, or as it's been going off, my clients like really hit the pads really hard. It sounds like a big crackling sound.
Yeah.
And I've gone and said, yeah, nice shot or good shot. And then they just they reacted accordingly. So, but fair play to the police for coming out so quickly on that response. So,
so they've heard the audio thinking someone's being shot and someone's congratulating someone for accurately hitting someone.
You couldn't even make this one up. So yeah,
Jamie, that's amazing. Give the gym a plug. It's obviously you're hitting the bag pretty well there. Give the gym a plug.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, so it's PCJ Muay Thai in Gladesville.
Yep.
Yeah, come and see us if you want a gun crackling shot.
Our friend and the legend Katie Langbrook is joining the show for a couple of days. How are you, Kate?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here. It's such a big news day.
It's a massive news day. There's no doubt about that.
Goodness.
A lot to talk about.
Isn't there?
Yes, no doubt.
No, I can't. I mean, of course, we're referring to
Michael Clark.
What are you calling it? The Clarkey fight?
Noosagate.
Yeah, Noosa Gate, is it?
Well, it's high profile. It was it was 10 days ago, January 10, or no, 9 days ago. So it was at night. Michael Clark, former Australian cricket captain, legend of this country, legend, sporting legend, was hanging out with Karl Stefanovic, another legend.
Well, more than that, because he's been dating Karl Stefanovic's wife's sister.
Yes, apparently Karl.
So Karl brought him into the fold. Yeah. He brought Pup in, but Pup was fresh off Pip.
Was
right?
he fresh off Pip or was?
Oh, he was fresh off Pip because they've been on. He's been on Pip and off Pip.
So that's Pip Edward, who is a Sydney celebrity. Fair to say.
Oh, she's a designer of this great activewear brand called PE Nation.
Oh, yeah. Right. So
by
she's
coincidence. I'm involved with this story.
How?
We were staying in a country town. I needed a pair of running shoes, and they were the only pair in town, and they were PE Nation.
PE Nation
shoes.
So her
just bought them.
So her
just bought them on Monday.
So she's got running shoes which are selling in country towns.
Yeah.
So she's rich.
Yeah. She's done.
She's
a collab.
Kanye no, rich. No,
she's done a collab.
She's independently wealthy. She doesn't need any of Michael's, you know, advertising or radio money.
No.
But so let's get back to Noosa. It's at night. It's 9 days ago. Carl's there.
But the footage has just come out.
Yeah, it came out last night. It was all yesterday afternoon. So this is we've beeped as much as we can. But it does involve Michael's girlfriend slapping him. That's true.
Yeah, because she's furious at him because she's somehow looked at his phone.
Mm, the phone's a problem.
But
phone's
also, they've just been at a restaurant, but does he not have a shirt on?
Like, sure?
What restaurant?
It's hot, though.
What restaurant were they at?
You're in Noosa and you've got a good body and you want a shot.
You still don't go to a restaurant with no shirt
on. Yes, you do.
On.
If it's outside, you've just been to the beach.
That
you wander off the sand. Yeah, do you?
When have you ever been to a restaurant and taken your shirt off?
No, but I don't have a good body. If you've got a good body, I mean,
Ed Cavalier, even in, as we know, in 40 degrees, he's got a rocking rig. He won't take his hoodie off.
Yeah, no, but that's weird. It's a religious thing for him. But so let's have a listen to some of the audio. This is Michael and Karl Stefanovic and then the girlfriend. Just have a listen.
No, look. I'm going to tell you now, don't you walk away. She can. She can punch me. You
piece of
go. Hit me. You're wrong.
Stop it.
Hit me. Hit me. You're wrong. Stop me. Wrong. Stop it, guys. You're wrong. Do it again. Do it again. You're wrong.
That is good. It's full on.
Oh, okay. So what had happened was she said, I've seen all the messages, she said. So this is what I think has happened. I mean, it's all conjecture.
Please.
That he's gone to the toilet and left his phone on the table and she's obviously discussed it with her sister and said, I think there's something sus about Pup, Michael Clark. And she's because she's obviously just freshly looked at it, or has she been building up ahead of steam?
It's been
dinner?
Building. I think she's been. Well, look, we're all speculating, but you know what?
Of course,
parties have responded. Michael has said something. Pip Edwards, who's the other woman in, she has said something. We need to come back and discuss how they have responded. And you know what? Karl Stefanovic has been sitting on this for a week. He's on the Today Show.
Oh my God. Goodness. I think that's a news show.
Exactly. How did he respond first thing this morning? We've got audio from Karl. I think he's under a lot of pressure. He's making mistakes live on air.
He's under pressure.
Let's get into it all.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Joined by the legend that is Kate Langbrock.
We are, Katie. We've actually got Brett Lee, another legend, Australian cricket legends, coming on the show after 7:30. I don't know whether we will discuss another Australian cricket legend, Michael Clark, with him, Kate. I don't know if we will.
I would be very surprised if you did not ask him, and the listeners would be very disappointed if you didn't ask Brett Lee about Michael Clark.
Yeah, that's
and his
true.
Public fight.
It's true.
Just let's just say at the outset, that's a moral quandary to delve deep into this.
Well, yeah, but the fact is it's public. The fight was in public and everyone's
no doubt.
Talking. But you can't not talk about
and
this.
And also, if it was you and me, as if they wouldn't be discussing that.
Exactly. So Michael Clark has had a fight with his girlfriend. She has slapped him in public. Karl Stefanovic is there, and it's all about an alleged indiscretion he had with his ex-girlfriend, Pip Edwards.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to someone filmed it. It was on the streets in Noosa, and this is Michael's girlfriend accusing him of doing things with his ex. Have a listen. Now, can we just clarify the India thing?
Anguish. Well, is he going to India? Is that for the IPL?
No,
or is that Indian Pale Ale?
No, I think he's going to India because there's a test series happening in India very soon.
Right.
So Australia are going to India to play cricket, and he would be commentating probably for an Indian network.
And he must have sent, because she says, I've seen all the messages.
Yeah. So, yeah. So.
And she goes, you're the love of my life, Pip, which presumably she's quoting what she's seen.
Yeah. So Karl Stefanovic's involved because his wife is the sister.
Jasmine.
Of the sister of the woman who's yelling there. And Karl.
Yeah, Jade.
He's on the spot. Now, Carl.
Yes, he's a man on the spot. And given he hosts a news show, Hugh, what better place for a newsman to be than in the eye of the storm?
Well,
he must have pumped.
I'm looking at him right now.
I've got a scoop.
He's on the TV right now. He's talking about a croc spotted in Stratty. But I don't believe he's talked about the story that everyone else is talking about. Have a listen. Today's Thursday, by the way. This is how the Today Show started this morning, Thursday morning. Have a listen to how rattled Carl is this morning.
Well, good morning. We have some breaking news today. We have a major police operation in southwest Sydney coming up.
And key Ukraine officials have been killed in a chopper crash near a nursery in Kyiv. It's Wednesday. This is today.
He wishes it was Wednesday.
No.
It's not Wednesday, Carl.
It was Wednesday.
It's Thursday and the other story has broken, mate.
Oh, my goodness. He's so rattled. Because those 9 days since that fight happened. So he knew there was a bomb under the table and he was just hoping it wouldn't go off. It went off last night.
Yeah, he may not have known it was being filmed. Maybe he did know. I'm not sure. But you know what? The people in the centre of it some of them have spoken. Pip Edward, she was the one she's Michael Clark's ex, who his current girlfriend has, you know, said that he was messaging and there was things that had happened. She was doorstopped after the Elton John concert last night.
Oh, so goodness.
She's been rained on at Allianz Stadium, got home, and there was a media circus.
And she didn't even get to see Molly's Bottom. she's come home from Elton John.
This is what she's walking
up a yellow brick road.
And this is what she said. This is a direct quote. This is not my circus. Yet again, Michael, in his true nature, has not taken responsibility for his actions, and I was blatantly lied to.
Oh, my goodness.
So what we're taking from that Michael didn't tell her
that he was in a relationship with Karl Stefanovic's wife's sister.
Well, maybe he'd told her
it was just taking time apart. We've all heard it. I mean, we all know how this stuff happens. Have you been cheated on? You've been cheated on, surely, Husey.
Look, I haven't had many girlfriends.
Hasn't Holly told you yet?
I don't know what she's up to. Anyone can be up to it. Michael has taken responsibility, though. He's put a statement out. This is from Michael Clark, and I think this might be the start of some healing. Michael has said, I'm absolutely gutted. I've put people I hold in the highest regard in this position. My actions in the lead up to this altercation were nothing short of shameful and regrettable.
Oh, my goodness.
That sounds like an admission.
Well, but also, you know, the stone in the pond and the ripple effect. Because in part of that thing he's saying to her, aside from him saying, hit me, which I find strange, he's not at a poker table. The other thing that he keeps saying is he's swearing on his daughter's life, which is going to enrage Kylie Boldeye because it's his ex-wife and the mother of his daughter.
That's not a good one.
No, because that's a very powerful swear.
But there's one. Yeah, you're right. But there's one more from his statement from him. I'm shattered that because of my actions, I've drawn women of class and integrity and my mates, which I imagine is Carl, into this situation. I own this fully and am the only one at fault. Clark has completely owned it.
We move on.
I mean.
Do they stay together? That's the question.
They stay together? And though we don't like to enjoy other people's agony, well, obviously we do. Actually, that was a lie. We love it. But I just can't get enough of him limping. He's also limping in the footage.
He's a hammy.
Like to see a shirtless man lurching along saying, hit me, to a celebrity who we're about to enjoy on the morning television. I mean, it's like a gift from God in January.
No
2023 is already just so much better than 2022.
Right.
It's good fun. That's why we all get out and about, you know?
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Katie Langbrook's joined us, Hughie, and...
A hero.
Yeah. Another hero is Brett Lee, cricketing legend. Brett, before we get on to what we did yesterday, are you going to give free beer to the people of Sydney? Are you going to do that this morning, Brett?
I am, mate. I've got some Sydney Beer Co., so some Sydney beers to give away, and I reckon there's a couple of ideas I'm thinking of. Yeah. But, yeah, we want to put back into Sydney and say thanks for what they've done for us.
So if we don't know, Sydney Beer Co. is a brand which has been started by Brett and his mates, and they've got the brand name Sydney, which has never had a beer called Sydney before. Is that right, Brett?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it started back in 2016, and I tried the beers over the last couple of years, and I was sort of approached by a mate who knew my brother and said, look, this is what they're doing. This is what the founders have been up to. And at the end of the day, I actually went in as an ambassador. I went and looked at all the business. I thought, what a great idea. You know, Sydney does not have a beer. You think about all our Sydney ciders when they go down to some of the most iconic spots in Sydney, and they're drinking international beer. So I thought, I'm not having that. Yep. Got to make sure that we have a beer, and I've got involved in the business now, so I'm proud to say I'm one of the largest shareholders, and we've got to run this thing and take it seriously.
So here we go. 131060, lines are open. Get yourself from the Sydney Beer Company, the exclusive Sydney Beer Company. Brett Lee is going to give you some free beer, 131060, if that's your type of thing.
Because it's one thing to get the name right, Brett Lee, but with beer, apparently, I'm not a beer drinker, but apparently you've got to get the taste right as well.
Well, you do. And, you know, it's a premium lager, and that's the thing. So, you know, you can try beers all over the world, but you've got to have the right taste. If it's not the right taste, it's not going to work. We're really proud it's a premium lager, and we're in hundreds of different bars and restaurants over Sydney at the moment, Merivale, for example. But for me, it's providing the opportunity for these iconic moments in Sydney to celebrate Sydney and not drink international beer.
Yeah, exactly. And Sydney Beer Co., it's a beautiful label. I hit a shot yesterday when we played tennis, Brett, and there was two words starting with C that were used to describe my shot, and you said that describes your beer. Can you remember what those two words were?
I think it was clean and crisp.
Clean and crisp. What? Just like the Sydney beer.
Come on.
You know what, guys? Hughie is a very good tennis player. He's a gun. And we teamed up yesterday and we took down some
big names,
some fellow mates. Todd Greenberg, to mention one, but that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
You could have also used the letters BH to describe Hughie and your beer, Brett Lee. Big head.
No, come on. No, that was
come on.
I just said that to pump up the beer, which is worth pumping up.
And come on, that was a four, Ed. Give me something.
I was enjoying that.
You're sitting there like you're dead inside. Come on.
I was enjoying it.
Me 3 hours in the. It was hot yesterday afternoon too here in Sydney, like 30 degrees. I've got 3 hours and I'm with a comedian. I have my ribs are killing from tennis and from laughing. So it was a great afternoon,
this is mate. Brett, you did say that I would have a sore back afterwards. Why did you say that?
What?
Why, Brett? Why did you say I'd have a sore back?
It was more so sore shoulders, mate, from carrying me for 3 hours.
Carrying Brett Lee.
Oh my God. What an honour to carry Brett Lee. What an honour.
International superstar.
Hey, come on, you've got to ask Brett Lee something.
Now, well, first, Brett, can you hang around? What are you up to, Brett? Can you hang with us or not?
Mate, I'm just here on Today FM, mate, just chilling.
All right.
Okay.
Let's come back. I'm going to talk to Brett about teammates, former teammates, and also about what he's up to right now.
Talk to Brett. Don't talk to Brat.
Did I say Brat?
You said Brat.
All right, Brett, he knows who I'm talking
They're
about.
They're mates. 131060 lines are open. Get some of Brett Lee's fantastic Sydney Beer Company.
Now, Binger, the phones have gone into meltdown. People really want Sydney Beer, and you are providing it, and we're going to watch this space for more Sydney beer that we will possibly give to our listeners. We need to discuss that in the back room, Brett. But
that looks like a plan.
Yeah, it's a good plan. So we played tennis yesterday. We had a great time. Now, then I got in, you know, I got a lift. I got a lift with Todd Greenberg, former boss of the NRL, now boss of the Cricket Association. Is that what he is?
Oh.
Is that right, Brett? Is he?
That's correct. Yeah, he's doing a great job too. I mean, everyone loves Todd Greenberg, certainly in the cricket setup, he's changing the scope, changing the way that we look at the game and looking after the players, which is what they deserve.
So he looked after me. I was really sweaty, but he let me in his Porsche, and I appreciate that.
Did he have the aircon on?
No, you know what? He's a great guy. Great guy. And you know what he said? He said he had his kids young, and he was playing golf with his son yesterday and someone or the other day, and someone said, it's good to see two brothers playing golf.
That's a great compliment, that.
Great compliment. It reminded me, I took my son to the basketball in the NBA in America and someone said, good to see you looking after your grandson. That's what someone said to me. So.
Well, you know what that's like? Great to see two brothers playing golf. It's like great to see two sisters out dating the men that they're dating.
All right. She's brought it back to Michael Clark.
Like the Yarborough sisters.
Michael Clark, Carl Stefanovic. The video is, have you seen the video? Oh, Brett, have you seen the video?
I have seen it, mate. I mean, who hasn't seen it? Yeah, I've seen it. So.
Wow.
Well, some people haven't seen it, Brett Lee, because it came out, I think, late last night. And people listening now, for instance, might have had an early start. They're not necessarily looking at their phones. But what it is some spectator footage from a public fight outside a restaurant in Noosa, which is actually kind of in a park. And it involves Carl Stefanovic, his wife Jasmine, his wife Jasmine's sister Jade, who's been going out with Michael Clark, who you would obviously know very well, Brett Lee.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know them all. I know Michael. I know Carl Stefanovic very well. And, you know, former teammate. And the thing is, everyone's a journalist these days. Everyone's got a mobile phone. But I'm not going to go into detail as to what's happened or what hasn't happened. But
oh, well, I think they go into detail, no, well, Brett. Can, Lee, I, can like, I just, they actually,
no, Brett, can I just say, just
cricket, we'll let it go through the keeper.
Can I just say, Brett, that yes, in the footage, Jade does slap Michael, but Michael's put out a statement to say, I own this fully and I am the only one at fault. So he's admitted his own fault, which is good. So, I mean, our best wishes go to them all, don't they, Brett?
Well, yeah. Look, it's a shame it's been – this thing's happened and it's a shame it's been caught on film, but I'm sure it's up to them to deal with it.
Surely it's more of a shame that it happened than that it got caught on film, because, Brett Lee, the fact that it got caught on film means that we can all, you know, witness it.
Yeah, and that's what I said. Everyone's got a phone these days and everyone's a journalist, stuff with social media and everything. But, yeah, it's just I guess it's how you're brought up and how you live your life and what you want to portray out there to the media as well.
No one's perfect, though. No one is perfect.
No one's perfect.
That, you know? I'm not here to judge others.
Although Hughie was on the court yesterday.
He's brought it back beautifully.
Whoa, look at that.
Oh, there's a beautiful segue, Hughie.
Brett Lee, I'm swinging for a six here, and you're blocking me. You're a very experienced man on the field.
We're not going to get a headline. Maybe the headline
Katie, I'm going to swing you a Sydney beer so you can...
There you go.
Hughie, Ed and Aaron.
I'm about to accuse Kate Langbrook of something. Now, about 10 weeks out from the end of last year, I made a commitment to our audience that I was going to lose 10 kilos. I was going to lose a kilo a week, I think, for 10 weeks or something like that. And people jumped on board.
Yeah.
And it was a journey that it led
nowhere.
What do
you mean people jumped on board?
They had their own commitments. We wrote some of them down. I can't remember them now. But people were committing to their own journey, their own weight loss journey.
Yes.
But at the end of those 10 weeks, I'd actually put on a kilo. So I hadn't lost weight. I'd gained weight. And you know
why?
Taking
it on for other people.
You know why I gained weight? because I'm not doing what every other celebrity is doing.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is taking drugs specifically to lose weight. They are there's injections. I don't know what what the injections are, but they're injecting themselves with things, and they're losing weight. And then everyone goes, "Look at you! You're a hero, or you've got such self control. You're running. You're not eating." But no, they're doing none of that. They are
apparently
eating.
Apparently, the
not
Kardashians
running.
Are on it.
What is it?
Ozempic. Is what that
are you
what
on? What are you on, Kate? You've lost weight. What are you on? To be honest,
do you know, like an idiot, like an absolute fool, I'm grinding it out at boot camp.
Yeah, but you're also on drugs. What do you want?
I'd love to be on
honest.
Drugs. I'm not on drugs.
Don't lie to the audience.
I'm not on drugs. People and are also, struggling. I haven't had gastric banding or whatever the other secret is that people are doing.
You must have had something banded. What have they tied
why
up there?
Why you say? Because
you've lost
like
weight.
I'm so, look.
Oh, you look good.
You look good. There's something
no,
going on in there.
Good. No, there's that's not that good.
There's something going on
anyone
in there.
Who saw me in my togs on holidays. But I'm happy with it. I'm not happy with it.
I put
I'm
it to you.
I'm just like not taking shortcuts.
I put it to you. You cannot lose weight without
but
taking
drugs.
But I
dream of a shortcut.
Hang on.
Well, okay. So I knew someone.
Who?
Middle
name
of
names.
Last year.
Celebrity?
No, I can't name
so
the
a celebrity?
Names.
Yes, a celebrity, obviously.
Someone close to me.
Someone we all know.
Who had... who was taking it. It was the first time I heard about it. It was around like July last year.
So you're full time on the project these days. So is it Waleed? Who is it?
Steve Price.
It's no one from that show. Anyway, and then when they told me about it, because I was having dinner with them and they were like, I don't have any. No, it was the year before last. They said, I don't have any appetite. Now, this person's a big eater. And I was like, what do you mean you don't have any appetite? Well, I'm on this drug. I'm on this drug. I got it from the doctor. It's a trial drug. And you inject yourself once a week. And it's actually diabetes medication. I'm like, have you got diabetes? They went, no, but I've got 10 kg I want to lose.
How much weight did they lose? Did you follow their journey?
They have lost 10 kilos or around 10 kilos.
Wow.
And not only that, they've kept it off. But the problem with this drug is, which was a new drug, is that it was designed for diabetics because I think it does something to increase your insulin response in the pancreas. And insulin breaks down sugar, blah, 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 or fat, or bile, I don't know, something. I'm not a doctor.
Not since the
pandemic finished.
So?
But people are doing it so much around the world and in Australia that diabetics actually can't get the drug.
So diabetics who obviously need whatever this drug is to regulate their insulin can't get it because celebrities are using it to look good on TikTok.
For the weight loss benefits. No. And in fact, I think more people would want to use it for that.
Right. I put it to you, no one is losing weight without drugs right now. I put it to our audience that no one will call and say, I lost weight and I didn't take someone to drug.
Well, you've got tickets to go to the movies, Babylon, exclusive to cinemas now. You want to see skinny people. 13, 10, 50.
Yes. God.
Margot
Hollywood's
Robbie.
Just awash in it.
Margot Robbie is so skinny in that movie. She's put a little bit back on now, which is great. Too skinny, Margot.
Well, skinnier than when she was working at Subway in Currumbin in Queensland. Mm. She's a lovely
Let
girl.
Them eat. Let them eat.
13, 10, 60. Can you claim that you lost weight without taking some Hollywood wonder drug?
Impossible. No one will call.
And we might even have ourselves the best in the business, Dr. Ginny Mansberg, a doctor, to come on and explain.
Oh, fantastic.
She'll tell the truth.
And maybe she can get us some Yuzi.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep that quiet.
Shh, did I say that out loud?
Yuzi, Ed and Erin.
The new book, Samuel Johnson's new book, Dear Lover, is out now. And that legend joins us in the studio, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Every sale of the book contributes to cancer research. Love your sister.
Look at this
your
receipt.
Charity. What's that?
We love
Connie.
We love. Thank you. Thank you very much. You paid for that instead of got sent it, right? I brought a copy for you, but maybe I can give it to someone else.
Yeah. Then, well, that's it.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. Cool. Well, yeah. It's a book. It's a book of letters to lovers, not loves. Lovers.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the proceeds go to Cancer Vanquishment, and our notables write in it. But I'm less concerned with all the famous people in it, and kind of the best letters are actually the lesser known. the lesser-known personalities.
Because they show themselves more.
I've they just made a sweeping heart. Generalisation. I like, I like all the letters.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
get me wrong.
Can I like Jackie Lambie's letter?
See, Jackie Lambie. Give us a bit. Glad you brought that up, Dave.
Yeah, rules for dating Jackie Lambie. You've got to like Dagwood dogs. I love that.
I love a Dagwood dog. I could date Jackie Lambie.
Yes, and you must like Rambo.
Yeah, and don't judge me for reading a Jackie Collins book, all right? So, yeah,
she has a Dagwood dog's got to be dipped deep into the sauce. Nothing's worse than someone who does a shallow dip with the Dagwood dog, or as some people call it, the Pluto pup.
I miss Dagwood dogs. But
yes,
there's a letter in there that's dear lover, make yourself known. That's the whole letter.
Oh, someone's waiting. Yeah. It's fate.
Oh, and there's another guy, Sonny, who builds a time machine, and his time machine is going to be the one that works. It's going to be like, he doesn't know anything about time machines or science or building things.
None of us
but
do.
But it has to work, and it has to work because he needs to go back in time because he misses his partner. And he
With Samuel Johnson.
Yes,
today,
and now we are going to ask him about Molly Meldrum, right? And you cannot, you can't swear, Sam. Right?
I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yes, I'm it's so just sorry. Like punctuation, isn't it?
Oh,
but
my
we can't
gosh.
Punctuate with that word.
Oh, man, I'll be telling myself.
Or the other
off
word
all
that
day.
I think you want to call Molly.
Okay.
You can't use that
it's
word.
Okay.
We'll be back in a moment with Samuel.
Hughie, Ed, and Aaron.
Samuel Johnson, the new book, Dear Lover, is out now. Also, make sure you jump onto loveyoursister.org. You can get the book, you can donate, you can find out what is going on.
Yeah, if you click on market and buy it from us, we many more dollars go to cancer research. If you buy it in the bookshops, that's great. But if you really want to punch cancer in the face, buy it from us.
Sam has been a true warrior to...
As your
raise
sister
funds,
Connie was a warrior.
Yes, for cancer research. That is brilliant, mate. Now, you were very passionate the other morning on Channel 7 in relation to Molly Meldrum, who had jumped on stage with Elton John at a concert recently and bared his bum and took headlines away possibly from Elton.
Yeah.
And he jumped on stage when you won the Gold Logie. I handed it to you in 2017. And
I was keen to pick your brain on that because you were there.
I was there.
Yes.
You presented me with that Gold Logie. You were there to watch that moment live. He was right there. Like, he wasn't watching in the audience. He was up on stage with me.
I was up on stage.
In the moment.
I was up on stage.
But at the time, so Molly got up on stage and then kind of took over.
5 minutes before... because I wasn't speaking to Molly because he called me lots of names and stuff.
Oh, really?
Right. So you had played him, by the way. This is what the award was.
So 5 minutes before the Gold Logie was announced, Gudinski came up and said, can Molly come up when you win? I said, firstly, we don't know who's going to win. What do you mean when I'm going to win? I'm not going to win.
Right,
And secondly, no, he can't come up. I specifically
told him
not to come up because I wanted to pay tribute to my sick sister and I wanted to dip my hat to the scientists and researchers out there that operate on the smell of an oily rag. And I was going to make that moment about much more than me, and I was inspired by what Carrie Bickmore did with that
with
moment. And so I went up there to have my moment, and Molly came up
Where did he come up from? He came up from the table and came right up onto the stage.
Specifically told him not to. And so when I saw the bum crack video, the Elton John video, I was like, it doesn't look like he was invited that time either.
No, he wasn't.
So can he stop making uninvited cameos and stealing people's moments? Because that was my $1 million opportunity.
Yeah, to promote the charity. Fair enough. Can I say, from my point of view, I handed you the Gold Logie, and then Molly came up, and I thought my job was done. But he would not get off stage, and I was looking out to the audience, thinking, I'm sort of not really the host, but I'm the guy who opened and closed the show. Should I do something here?
I was waiting for you to do something because you're a funny guy.
I looked to the audience, and I was looking at the boss of Channel 9 and Eddie Maguire, who were telling me to leave it. Basically.
Oh, okay,
so I'm like,
all right,
so I'm going to let this happen. And it went on for so long.
I kept waiting for Hughie to actually interrupt him with something funny.
I was stressed, not as stressed as you were, but I was super stressed thinking, how the hell do I deal with this situation? But that's why I didn't deal with it. But having that said all that, mate, you said on Channel 7 the other day you would never speak to Molly again. I hate grudge holding. I think that's bad for you.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And you shouldn't have a forced absence on yourself because that is bad on you and it's bad on the other person. But when I've specifically asked you not to do something,
yeah, I know that.
And,
I know.
And it's a once in a lifetime moment.
I know that.
It's a moment that I'll never get back. If he has then breached my trust by coming up at that moment, then I'm sorry, I'm not going to do the
but
Molly sequel.
I don't
sequel.
Think you should hold on to it, Sam. There's no point holding on
I
to this.
I wasn't, no, I'm not
you
holding,
are holding
on,
to, on to it.
No, I wasn't holding on to it until I saw the Elton
yes.
video.
Yeah,
Samuel Johnson.
You were holding on to it. Hughesy.
I want him to
thing.
Speak to Molly. I want you and Molly to get in a room.
What? Why?
He's actually raising a good point. You shouldn't bear grudges, and you should just call someone and ask whether they're okay. And
can
he's
it
got
happen?
He's got a very good point, and I don't want to call him. And that's what Hughesy has highlighted. Mm-hmm. And I think it's okay. I think it's a valid point.
Right.
I shouldn't be so precious,
Samuel.
I should just give the
long
guy a call.
Since you've spoken to Molly,
3 years,
and I have never heard you speak about it until the Elton John incident.
Exactly.
I didn't
I've
even
bit
know.
My tongue for years.
Yeah,
I didn't
so
say anything.
I thought,
he's the great Molly Meldrum.
Yes.
He's iconic. He's legendary.
Yes.
You know.
Well, like, so Sam doesn't want to call him.
I'd love
but
to.
But why don't we call him?
Maybe I should just text him or something.
Well, if we could get you two together, would you accept a conversation with Molly Meldrum, Sam?
Yeah, of course. You've made me
you.
Feel really petty
thank
now.
You. Yeah, thank
now
you.
I feel really, really pathetic.
No, you don't have to feel pathetic, but you need to live in the moment is what you do, Sam.
I like Hughesy. I've always liked your style,
you know,
mate.
Hughesy is surprisingly wise and like most wise people, mainly about others, not about himself.
I don't hold any grudges. And once I gave up holding grudges, life became so much
Hughesy,
easier.
Hughesy,
I didn't think I was a grudge person. And then I speak to Hughesy and I'm like, oh, maybe I am a grudge person. You know?
Well, everyone, it's human nature to be a grudge person.
You know,
like
also,
fool me once. How does it go, Hughesy?
Fool me once. George
fool me once. Shame
fool
on.
Me. Yeah, it's there's a way
fool
to say
me.
It. Either way,
you know
it sounds
how
great.
It
it's very foolish.
Fool me once. Shame on me.
Shame on me.
You.
Fool me twice. Shame on
no,
me.
No, fool me twice. Shame on me.
Loveyoursister.org.
Get
market. Get the new book, dear lover. Over $15 million raised so far to eradicate cancer. Samuel Johnson, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend. New Today FM.
Thank you so much.
Love
Cheers.
You, Samuel.
Hughesy, Ed, and Erin.